The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, you missed AJ grilling Philpott on his love life, which totally ruined a bit we wanted to do.
And yeah, I had big plans for that.
And he's got a girlfriend. He's just ruined the whole thing, but that's all right. And, of course, a lot more Texans talk, which will continue, including handsome quarterbacks. You know who he looks like on TV? He looks a little bit like the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. Osweiler does.
Yeah.
Also a very attractive man. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah. D. Trent says, Philpott equals the new Monte Teo. There's no black chicks named Heather.
Guys, I think I believe him. I have faith that he's being truthful about Heather.
I do.
From what I understand, we have confirmation she's part black.
Yes, he said she was half white.
Okay, so she's half black, half white.
So Heather is the white half.
Heather makes sense.
It has to be the white half.
I mean, she has one white parent who, you know, yeah, Heather's a good name.
I really like David. I not only can I not understand him, I just think it's an interesting career choice to do radio.
I love it.
Well,
I love it.
It's like a blind man saying, I want to do play by play for the Astros.
That's perfect.
Good luck. All right, 713-780 ESPN number, 713-780-3776. And the Bible said we'd stop breaking down TV shows. I just think this time of year, the only ones that I think both of us are watching is probably Better Call Saul and Vinyl.
That's the only two that I can think of.
Yeah, and
you stopped watching some shows. You started watching some shows that I don't watch. So
yeah, I've been watching that Outsiders. It's very interesting. I like it quite a bit. It's weird and different, and Vinyl's starting to drag to me a little bit. I thought the first episode was a little slow, but it was 2 hours, so
yeah,
that's to be expected.
Felt slow.
And then it picked up quite a bit, but I thought last week I was kind of getting to where, yeah, I'm not ejecting on it because there's not enough of them to quit.
Yeah.
But I'd like for it to pick up a little bit again. And, I think I said this to you off air. I know it's going to be blasphemy to some of you guys. I think right now Better Call Saul might be better than Breaking Bad.
Smaller sample size,
but I'll tell you what, I am enjoying the episodes more each week. And there were a lot in Breaking Bad that really fell flat to me, and you know, at least 3 or 4 a year. I haven't seen too many. I haven't seen really any episode of this that I haven't enjoyed yet.
I really like the show. I just don't know if I'll go with it's better than Breaking Bad. I haven't seen enough episodes. There's not enough there to me yet.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if I said, what's the show really about? Like, what's the I mean, the one thing that's been a theme throughout the entire show has been the Sandpiper lawsuit.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm like, don't get me wrong, I enjoy the show, but I don't think there's as meaty of topics being explored as there was with Breaking Bad.
Yeah, although I think with...
I mean, it just went deeper with the teacher turned drug dealer, the cancer, a divorce. Like, all these crazy things were happening in Walt's life. I don't know. It was just a deeper, more interesting show. But this is still very good.
I think the writing in this one's better.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
And and I'm just basing it on, we're only on the second season, so it's really hard to judge one against the other. If I hadn't binge watched Breaking Bad, I would have been out after year two. If I hadn't, I made the decision to go ahead and give it one more episode.
When did you jump in to Breaking Bad?
No, I never watched it until, I guess, the last three seasons. Season four is when I probably started watching it. I binged up until then. But I would have ejected on it after the stupid plane episode, which I thought was one of the worst season enders ever. I'm glad I didn't. But so far, I think this one is, the acting's incredible. And it took two actors out of that show that I loved. And it was kind of like you were saying the other day, now you want to go back and watch, Breaking Bad again, just because of Mike's character. And that's the part I'm enjoying. I think the characterization of those guys are easy to root for. You couldn't always root for Walt and Jesse because they were both so stupid at times.
That's true.
And, at that point, I'm enjoying it more than I did the early years of Breaking Bad. So not fair to say it's better, probably impossible to compare, but that's my point. I'm enjoying it more.
Aaron says the black chick on Real World season one was named Heather. And someone called in earlier and said Heather Hunter, I believe, was a porn star in the 90s who was also black. So this is not
her real name?
It's not unprecedented.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'll trust the people on this.
Okay.
All right, let's try phone call. Dennis, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Yeah, I was speaking sports to you guys.
Sports to you, Dennis.
I was speaking on this black-white quarterback thing. I mean, you get the best guy that's available. To be honest with you, RG3, antisocial, injury-prone, Kaepernick slept with one of his teammates' ex-girlfriends, mm-hmm. and last time I checked, if you're a quarterback, you're a leader of the team. You're supposed to lead by example. And neither one of those guys have done so in their career. I mean, I'm a little disappointed with the money that the guy got, but I'm not disappointed with the choices that the Texans made.
Yeah, I think a lot of the problem people are having, and on that race thing, they put the guy's salary, $72 million, ! But like I said yesterday, and I'll stand by this, you should have $15 to $20 million earmarked for the quarterback position anyway.
Yeah.
Almost every legitimate NFL team, that's the standard going rate for what you're going to spend at a quarterback. So the money to me doesn't even matter. It's if they got the right guy for the job. And I was saying this to I was talking to my friend Eric about this today, Broncos fan. And he was talking about he's worried that the Broncos are going after Kaepernick. And I said, if I were them, every dollar that I just offered Brock Osweiler and he passed on, whatever it was, $16 million a year, I would offer to Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I'd say, hey, Ryan Fitzpatrick, we'll give you 2 years, $16 million per. Come be our quarterback. And that buys you, I mean, he's not a long-term answer, obviously, but it buys you 2 years to figure something out. Because $16 million, that's about average in the league for what you'll spend on a quarterback.
And look at what Sam Bradford's getting, and Kirk Cousins gets the franchise tag.
And let's face it, was Peyton Manning last year worth the money he made?
No.
When you look at what he produced?
But if he came back, he's going to get...
That's what he'd get.
$18 million again. And the reason those numbers seem so outrageous is because the salary cap's going up, and you're going to spend more of a percentage on a quarterback. It's the going price. And to me... If you look at what the Texans did, it's a 2-year gamble. I mean, if it doesn't work out, you'll be able to hit the reset button in 3 years. If it does, you got your guy.
Yeah.
Eugene says, on Saul, compared to this point on Breaking Bad, I'll agree it's better. I enjoy Mike's storyline much better than Saul's. I'm getting a lot of that on the text line,
too. I like Mike,
too.
He's the star of the show.
Yeah, it really is more about him, I think. And his story is better. But I always loved his character in Breaking Bad, too. Yeah. So I'm really high on that show. It's just
I still remember when Mike got shot in Breaking Bad. I just couldn't believe what had happened.
Yeah.
That was one of the big, oh, holy hell moments of that show, which had a lot of them, but that was one of the craziest.
Yeah. That one, I missed him from that show after that. Yeah, and the TV talk will pick up here in a month when Banshee and Game of Thrones are back, because that's the football season of TV for me. That's when all the really good stuff is on. And those are my two favorite shows. And I can't believe it's the last year of Banshee. I mean, I get why they're doing it. And they just said the story's was never meant to go more than three seasons. It's kind of too bad.
Yeah.
It's such a great show. 713-780-ESPN. Nicholas asks, odds that Pretty Boy Brock can dethrone J.J. as face of the Texans if he's any good. Every other NFL team's face is a quarterback.
That's not true. Minnesota's face is Adrian Peterson. I mean, there's several teams in this league. Detroit was Calvin Johnson for all these years. I think that it just depends on the situation and if the star player is a star, not just, you know, is he's the best player on the team. Because Andre Johnson, while he was the best player on this team for a long time, was never a star because he didn't. I mean, he barely talked.
He was a star player, but we're talking about being the face of the franchise.
It's hard when you're the face of your franchise says like three words a day. No one is surpassing J.J. Watt as the face of this franchise anytime soon. J.J. Watt's a transcendent player.
And he's got a lot more commercials.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's impossible. I just don't think it's he would have to turn into a superstar.
And it's not happening in the next year or two.
No, I wouldn't think so. But maybe when JJ retires, too.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Or when JJ leaves via free agency.
Yeah, 2021, right. Whatever it is.
Or they trade him, which a lot of people will.
Yeah, especially Packer fan who keeps saying,
yeah. Oh. He wants to go to Green Bay.
Yeah, if he wanted to go, he probably wouldn't have signed that long term extension.
Yeah.
Anyway. Man wanted to get paid is what he wanted.
Yeah.
Although, why he needs that much money from the Texans, I don't know what HEB and all those other people are paying him, dude's got to be raking.
Not enough.
Yeah. It's certainly not enough for him to buy a better cabin. I mean, he needs one with more elevators.
He needs one with more frills.
Exactly.
More frills. J.J. Watt's cabin, it's very, very low frill factor.
All right. We'll grab some more phone calls next segment. It's 713-780-3776 if you want to get in, and we'll continue to discuss your Texans and anything else you want to get to today.
Guys, how many of you have had to replace the carpets in your house? If you have, you know that it is an expensive process and it is a giant pain in the rear. No one wants to deal with it. You got to find the right carpet, rip up the old stuff, install the new stuff, and it is very expensive. And here's a way you can keep your carpets looking new no matter how long you've had them. Dirt Free. They extend the life of your carpet so you can go longer without replacing it. I've used Dirt Free for a long time. They extended the life of my carpet on my house in Austin where I thought the renters that we had had basically just ruined it. They came out and had it looking as good as new. They're Houston's leading carpet cleaning professionals. They're not using soaps or chemicals. Instead, they've got a non-toxic patented pre-spray along with their super water and truck-powered equipment, and that's what really sets them apart from the other guys. Once the stains are gone, they're not coming back. They can clean any surface, and they now have Sunday service available. Start the new year with a brand new look and feel of clean carpets. They've got a great deal right now. Three rooms for just $99.95 with a free speed dry to the first 25 callers that mention my name. Call 281-347-8373, 281-347-8373, or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN.
Getting a lot of tweets and texts about names that are exclusively for white people and names that are exclusively for black people.
Yeah.
And it's a very interesting commentary. I love to read about this. I love to, like, there's people say, I know a white guy named this. I know a black guy named this. I love that stuff. I find it hilarious. My friend Randy says that there's a guy at his work whose name, a black guy at his work whose name is Joshua. I've never met a black guy named Joshua, or at least it goes by Joshua, like Josh. Okay.
No, I've actually known a couple.
That goes by Joshua.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems
it's very biblical name.
Yeah.
And
my kid's name is Holden, my youngest kid. Do you think there's a black guy out there named Holden?
No, probably not.
Do you think there's a black guy out there named Jong?
That I can say probably safely no.
Right?
Not a lot of white guys named Jong.
No, that's true. There are a lot of black girls named Jong, right? Is that?
I don't think so.
No? No.
It's exclusive Korean.
Only Koreans? No other Asian groups use that?
I don't think so.
That's pretty racist.
What are your brother's names? Or you have
one brother.
Right? What's his name?
He has the same first name, different middle name.
What? What's his middle name?
Juan, W-O-N.
What's your middle name?
Sue, S-O-O.
Is that confusing to you? What do your parents call you?
By our first and middle name. It's a family name. The first name is a family name.
So she calls you Jong Soo?
Yes.
All the time?
Yes.
How come we don't call you Jong Soo?
Because I've been just going by Jong my whole life.
Because it's Americanized?
Yeah, a little bit.
Are your parents bummed out you've become so Americanized?
No, I don't think so.
I bet
as long as I keep my heritage.
They probably think you're a disappointment to your culture. I mean, you're dating outside of your race now. You dropped half your name. That's interesting.
We've had dinner with my parents a couple times now. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, big deal now.
No awkwardness?
The first time there was, then a couple days later, she came over for my dad's birthday, and then we just had dinner for my mom's birthday on Tuesday. So
there for your mom's birthday dinner?
Uh-huh. So all this happened in the last 2 weeks. So we met three times.
Does your mom say, snooty things like after she leaves? Like,
No, she likes her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my mom really likes her.
Oh, the dad is the one who doesn't like her,
yeah,
right?
But he's coming around.
Okay. I mean, how long do you think before he's totally okay with it?
I think he's okay with it now. I think he's finally accepted it because he has talked to her a couple times.
Right.
Especially on Tuesday. So it's getting there.
And we've talked about this before. Like, would it have been worse for you to bring home a white girl?
Yes.
That would have been totally unacceptable?
I don't know. My mom's pretty open.
But your dad would never have accepted a white girl.
I don't know. It might have taken longer.
What about a black girl?
Same thing.
Hispanic?
Yeah, same thing. They just.
What would have been the worst?
I'm not answering that question.
I mean, not for you, but I mean for your mind.
I know. I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay. Would her name have been Heather by chance?
No.
Or is there a small percentage of a chance her name would have been Heather?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
713-780-ESPN. Brandon Coach Flea Hill on Facebook says, the racial meme about McNair not wanting a black quarterback was a joke. Quinnell Farrakhan is a fake page. They combine Quan Alex and Minister Louis Farrakhan's name. I can't believe people have taken this so serious. I you know what? I know Quan Alex listens to the show sometimes. He's welcome to call in and set the record straight if he likes. Let's grab Lamont. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Sports.
But anyway, yeah. I want to talk about Lamar Miller. I'm looking at I love all of the signings, but I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on Lamar Miller. I've been trying to run this through people, and, you know, no one is really biting on it. Lamar's money is like $6 million, $5 million. It's somewhere in that range. And what I want to know is, do you guys have any concerns of the way that Miami used him versus at his dollar amount? I'm thinking he's going to be used as a featured back. In other words, do you guys feel that he's going to be used more as a Sproles type? And I'm not talking styles or anything. I'm just talking about in terms of repetitions, a Sproles or AP type, because to me, it seems like they're bringing in a running back. If I'm right, they're bringing in a running back and saying you had all of this, you know, scat back type of stuff going on in Miami. But at $6 million in Houston, you're going to have to, carry that pill. And I'm just wondering, what are you guys' thoughts about that
I think you're going to see an uptick in his carries. I think he's going to be up around 225, 230 carries this year, which in Miami he was under 200 last year. That said, he had the most yards of any player under 200 carries last year. I mean, the guy can run. He's a three down back. Miami didn't always use him as that, but he's a three down back. I feel like it's almost weird the way Miami used him, and that's what part of the reason why I like the Texans signing him is because usually when you get somebody else's running back, they've been running to the ground. And in this case, he hasn't been running to the ground. They did not run the wheels off the guy. You remember when CC Sabathia was with the Brewers and they knew they weren't going to re-sign him, so he pitched like every other night
and then apparently became an alcoholic.
Yeah, because I mean they knew that he wasn't going to be back, so let's just run this dude to death. That's not the case with Lamar Miller. I like that he's been underutilized. I think he's ready to be a featured back. And I think with the way they're paying him, he's going to be a feature back. I think this is a guy who is, if this is the right situation for him, and if the offensive line comes together, then I think it's a good opportunity for him to really be a featured part of the offense.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see him be used like Adrian Peterson just because I don't think there's anybody you should use like that.
There's no one else who get – Adrian Peterson had 40 more carries than the next closest guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's he gets so much more of a workload than anybody else.
But you will see is him used out of the backfield a lot as a receiving weapon, which they like to do. 47 catches last year, 38 the year before that. That number's gone up every year. And I think even if they don't let him carry the ball 220 times, I think you might see him get 55, 60 catches this year. I could see that number increasing again. And hopefully it'll bring back the screen game because – That's kind of been missing from this offense, and that's a guy who could turn those into big plays. So I think he's a much more durable Darren Sproles. I think you're going to get a lot of what you see out of Darren Sproles in terms of speed and breakaway, but I think he's more durable than that. He can run between the tackles better. I do think he's a three down back. I don't know that you want to beat him to death with carries though, because it's a guy you want to keep fresh. And you know, he's been fairly reliable throughout his career. And, you know, so I do think they mismanaged him, but it also kept him fresh. So I think somehow the Texans will have to strike a balance there. More touches, but I wouldn't want that percentage to go way up. And, you know, you will need to use the other guys sometimes. And I still think they're going to draft another back, and they may get lucky. They may get somebody in the draft who's pretty good. Let us try James. Turn your radio down, James.
Hey, sports, James.
Hello.
Hey, sports.
Yeah, I was calling in because I don't care if the quarterback is black, white, gray. If you don't have offensive line, it's not going to do any good. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I agree with that.
Was there more there? Was he trying to say that they don't have an offensive line?
I don't know.
The Texans' offensive line was.
It's going to be different. I don't know if it's necessarily better or worse at this point. It's going to be different, and it's going to be cheaper, and hopefully, and I've been saying this for the last couple of years. Hopefully, there's some more depth there. As it stands now, I still think they need to draft a player or two on that offensive line. And maybe even bring in one more guy via free agency because, I still don't believe that Xavier Suofilo should be a starter on this football team or on an NFL football team. And maybe he'll prove me wrong this year. But I think in case he isn't, you should have some insurance for that.
Well, and this is the year where he better. I mean, it's year three. And I loved the guy in college. I didn't hate the pick at the time, but he hasn't shown anything from – he got behind his first year and never got in shape and never got on the field. And then last year he was kind of given a job and he was hit and miss. At times he got ran over. And he was a lot like that whole line. And I'll say the same thing for Ben Jones. There were some games where he was really good. and some games where he was terrible. And overall, I think they were a better than average offensive line, but not much. I mean, they're right, just slightly better than average, and they weren't consistent. And I think that's one reason why they're looking for guys who can move. But you know, both the guys they signed are capable of playing multiple positions on the line, and that's what they're looking for. They're looking for versatility. And if they can get that, then you'll see more consistency in the line, and I think that's what they're looking for. And you're starting to get, I think, you know, Ben Jones and Brandon Brooks were guys who excelled in the kind of system Kubiak was running. And this is another step towards getting more Patriot-like offensive linemen. And I think, you know, if that works out, you're going to be fine. Now, one fair criticism of Osweiler is he took a lot of sacks last year, but I think in this offense, he'll get rid of the ball faster because that's something that O'Brien focuses on a lot more than Kubiak. And I do think even with the losses, this is a better offensive line than what he had in Denver last year.
Yeah.
Man, Denver's offensive line was not good. They couldn't run the ball. When is a Gary Kubiak team, no matter how bad it's been, not be able to run the football? And yet they still won a Super Bowl. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, guys. Got to tell you, if there's a kid who wants to drop out of school, doesn't know what to do, you know who it is that helps him out? Houston Can Academies. They do it every day, man. They change lives. They graduate thinkers. They make us a better community. And they also help these kids, and these are kids who have dropped out of other schools and get a second chance, at-risk kids that go on to do great things because of Houston Can Academies, and they provide them what they need. Sometimes it's glasses, if they need glasses, or transportation. Sometimes they even feed them. And those kind of touches, those kind of differences help these kids get through and make us better. And all of that happens because of your donations, and they need them more than ever. Donate whatever vehicle you're not using anymore. They'll take it. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It doesn't matter if it hasn't run in 2 years. They'll come tow it free of charge. They're going to fill out all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Give them a call. Houston Can Academy, 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. And remember, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. How would you feel if people didn't want to hire you because your wife was crazy?
I'd be unsurprised. Just kidding.
Apparently, at least three GMs have come out and said they would not sign Brent Grimes because of his crazy-ass wife.
Shocker.
And she's at it again. Do you see her Twitter response?
No.
Well, Armando Salguero, who covers the Dolphins, tweeted out, "Dolphins have been trying to trade Grimes. Fact, his wife continues to act a fool. No doubt hurts trade value." Ugh. Miko responded, "It's a lie," all caps. "I don't like reports of how media trying to use I Heart Miko as a scapegoat for them not keeping Grimes, but cool." Plus, her name's I Heart Miko on Twitter. Then she says, "Lies. I had beef with Falcons fans because they said Brent was weak. Dolphins fan mad. I called the baby ugly. Big difference. Stupid." And then she... This is the same guy, you might remember, she all but threatened to kill via Twitter, where she said, "The fat bleep Armando thinks he's safe from bullets because we might be released is the funniest part of this whole thing. Those last tweets are the bullets he wasn't in the clear from. Only, I think it's Kitty Cat, would think I was speaking literally. Hashtag Armando is a Miko stalker." And then she comes back with, "I was kidding about the rant. I have nothing to say about anyone except Armando. You will never be safe. Keep your head on a swivel, fat ass." And then there's a picture of a gun an emoji of a gun.
Oh, boy.
This is the same knucklehead that got arrested outside the stadium.
Yeah.
Also.
This is a one of those situations, and I say this all the time. You got to have some control over your lady. You got to just say, you know what? You're not allowed to have Twitter anymore. Sorry.
Or better yet, she's that crazy. I'm done with her. I'm not.
She talks too much about guns and bullets for me to just walk away from that.
Oh, I'll walk away from that. I got no problem with
bold.
That. Well, I mean, I've had a woman shoot at me before, so I'm not scared, believe me. Which is a long and involved story, which I have no interest in getting into. But you can't control people, right? If people are going to do what they do, which
crazy's going to crazy,
yeah. But I would cut her loose. Can't be that important enough to me. Going to ruin my career over it?
Yeah.
Somebody asks, is she hot? I don't care if she's hot. If she's that crazy, if I'm Brent Grimes, you don't think I can find hot?
Yeah, he's got
and
some
less
dough.
Crazy.
He's got some, well, you know, what he doesn't have is a job.
Well, and you know why he doesn't have a job?
Yeah.
That crazy thing that he's living with. All right. Let's try Zach. What's up, Zach? Hello, Zach.
Action, Zach.
Hey, Zach. You there?
All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. That's too bad because that Zach was a pretty little fella. All right.
Did you see the trailer for the new Captain America movie?
I have not.
John, you saw it, huh?
Oh, wait. Is that the one with him and Iron Man in it?
Yeah, the Civil War.
Yeah, I have
you
seen
watched
that.
The trailer?
There's another one that came out, I think, was it this morning?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, there's a surprise at the end of it, Fred.
Really?
You don't like superhero movies, though.
I say that about every one, and then I go see every one of them. Because Mara said, I'm not that fired about Deadpool.
Yeah.
And then I went and saw Deadpool. It's like, oh, one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. Yeah. That's me.
Well, you should watch
I'm that guy.
You should watch that trailer.
I wasn't all that excited about this particular one until I saw the first trailer in the movie theater.
And you're not excited about Batman versus Superman either.
I wasn't until I started seeing some of the trailers. And
now you're in.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's going to happen because I'll say, I'm not that interested. I'm not that interested. Then it'll come out and it's like, I'll come in on Monday. Dude, that was a good movie. I enjoyed that. I fundamentally am opposed to any more Batmans. Okay. I just think because Christopher Nolan did it so perfectly, I think that's where it should end.
Well, I know it's not going to happen. I mean, in 10 years, somebody's going to redo it.
I know.
Probably do it even more badass.
Impossible.
Dude, 10 years, you know how far technology will have come by then?
Honestly, how many of these remakes of movies from 10 years ago are anywhere near as good as the original?
Okay, let's just look at the superhero movies. What was better, the first Hulk movie or the one that came out 10 years later?
I thought they were both awful, so that one doesn't count.
That's not even, they're not even a,
no,
in the
was
same
the,
realm
was the second one better? Yes, but it was still awful.
All right. The Superman they did 10 years ago or the Superman they did 3 years ago?
I thought Man of Steel was okay, but I just, for some reason, they don't get Superman right either. They never have. I mean, the Christopher Reeves were at least funny. They were poor, but they were funny.
I think they're doing these so much better now.
I don't think they're necessarily better. They're just different. That's a problem.
I think they've all been better.
Mm. But, I mean, bad is bad.
That last Spider-Man movie.
Well, you rebooted Spider-Man 3 years later. I don't know that they were any better than the first three.
Yeah.
I mean, the first one was good.
First one was good. The second and third one they did sucked, and then they rebooted it, and it rejuvenated my interest.
And then now they're rebooting it again.
Yeah, new Spider-Man, huh?
Because Andrew Garfield was acting the fool.
What's going on with that? Why isn't he the Spider-Man anymore?
So, I don't know. I think we talked about this on the show, but apparently he went to, like, Brazil during the World Cup, and he showed up, and he was supposed to meet the Sony execs, and he kind of showed up drunk, and he was being a little belligerent, and they were supposed to sit down and talk about the next Spider-Man movie, and he didn't want to go meet him, and he went there, and I think he was drunk, but he went there, he acted a fool, and they basically pulled the plug on his third movie and gave it to this new kid who's, I think he's like 15 or 16 years old.
here's what I would say to that. That movie that he was in, the two movies he was in. He was in two Spider-Man movies, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the second one was bad.
Those movies combined to make $1.5 billion at the box office. If I'm the Sony head of the studio or whatever, and he showed up drunk,
it's like, okay.
I'd take a shot with him. I don't care. Wait. $1.5 billion with a B dollars. Come on. They're worried about kids showing up drunk. I don't care about that.
Yeah, I'd probably be doing shots with him. Good job, man.
Crazy.
But you know what? What you just said kind of is another reason why I'm convinced that they don't care about trying to make them better when they redo them.
Because they're going
to
make a ton of dough.
They're good. And that's the thing. You put Spider-Man on it, John could play Spider-Man, and you get half of that $2.6 billion. I mean, that's why I kind of appreciate the ones that are really good.
Okay, so I'm looking at some of these reports. I don't know if he was drunk, but he was very disgruntled when he went to Rio.
This is probably some drugs.
Yeah, and
when you're in Rio, he's probably partying.
And then they were telling him that he needed to go to a gala to meet Sony, and he kind of refused, didn't want to attend. And then he was in an emo phase, apparently, because he was in a very scruffy beard and just wanted to be left alone when he was at Rio. So I guess that set him off.
Wow.
Well, just a thought. Why don't his agent go meet with him?
Yeah. How about this? Let's just pretend for a second that Robert Downey Jr. pulled this. Are they going to pull him and like replace him with some Iron Man?
No, because he's bigger than Iron Man, I think.
I don't. I guess maybe because this guy, all he is that's all he is, was the kid who played Spider-Man.
Right.
That's like this guy they have playing Superman now. Like, that's all he is
yeah.
The guy playing Superman.
But that's in that kind of the history of Superman, though. They always try to get somebody who
right.
you've never heard of.
But Ben Affleck, who's playing Batman now, he could probably get away with more because he's Ben Affleck. He's the guy, like, there's people who are going to go watch the movie just because it's a Ben Affleck movie. Nobody's going to watch that movie because I don't even know that guy's name.
I didn't realize Henry
Cavill.
Henry Cavill, yeah. I didn't realize Ben Affleck was like 6'4", 6'5".
I didn't know that either.
And Henry Cavill's like 6'2", so in the trailers, he's always like Ben Affleck is towering over him. Not towering, but
I didn't know Ben Affleck was so big.
Yeah, obviously taller than Superman. I think they said they did that on purpose.
The more you learn.
Remake of Total Recall, not as good as the original.
No, that's terrible.
That was horrible.
Was that not awful?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to make a point here, that's all. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll have the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. There's something for everyone at the Inspire Sports League, Physique, Fitness, and Bodybuilding Championships at the George R. Brown. Get off the couch and get moving Saturday, March 12th. Get the kids in the Presidential Fitness Challenge, football and baseball skills, martial arts, and youth powerlifting. While you learn health, fitness, cooking, and eating tips from the pros, check out the fitness figure and bikini contest. Log on to inspiresl.com for tickets and more info. I'm pretty excited. I have to go back to the doctor Monday, but it looks like I'm going to be able to start running again much sooner than expected. So I'm pretty fired up. If I get good news Monday, I'll be back out and going again. So, you know what? I had a gym of the day, but because we're kind of on the topic, we'll make this the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Just to show you, shouldn't realistically every reboot or remake of, more specifically a remake, shouldn't it be better than the original? You've got better special effects. You've got bigger budgets. Theoretically, it should be better, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some examples, and you tell me. 1998's Godzilla.
No, not good. Wait.
1998 was...
1998's Godzilla was bad, but...
But the one since then is even worse.
Yeah, they were both really awful movies. The one with the guy from Breaking Bad, with Walter.
Yeah, the original Godzilla movies with all the Japanese guys.
Oh, I love it.
I
love old monster movies.
I do, too. I grew up watching those on Saturday afternoon, so I'm going to go with originals better, right? 1998's remake of Psycho.
Not good.
Not good.
But there's some movies like that that,
well, you shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
All right, well, here's one that theoretically should have been better, wasn't close. Longest Yard.
Agreed, that was not better.
That was terrible. Planet of the Apes 2001. I actually kind
of... I like those new Planet of the Apes movies.
Well, no, this isn't the... This is the one...
The one with Mark Wahlberg, right?
Yeah.
The first, I like that, and I like the new ones with, what's that guy's name? James Franco.
James Franco, yeah.
I like both those.
I have not seen the second one of those yet, but I did like, I liked the first one.
And I like the old Planet of the Apes, too. They're different, but I like them anyway.
Yeah, I think that the Tim Burton one got too much negative review. I actually liked that one. I thought the acting was pretty good in it. Be honest, Helena Bonham Carter as an ape, I would. In a heartbeat.
Oh, gross.
In a heartbeat.
I wouldn't even do her as a human.
Oh, dude, I used to like her.
Ugh.
I mean, the kind of crazy Fight Club Helena Bonham Carter, that's my kind of girl.
That's not for me.
But you want to talk about touch of the gutter, she's it.
Boy, that's more than a touch, sir.
All right, well, maybe she's got her whole foot in the gutter. It's fine. Rollerball, the remake in 2002, that was bad.
I didn't see it.
Wicker Man, 2006, Nicolas Cage.
I did not see that.
The Invasion in 2007?
No.
Here's another bad one. Nightmare on Elm Street 2010.
Well, I mean, are we talking a remake of...
That was a remake of...
Of the original?
Yeah.
I don't even remember it,
honestly. That's how it was bad.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. But, I mean, there's been a lot of sequels to Nightmare on Elm Street that were bad.
Yeah, but those were sequels. But
horror
this,
movies are like...
But those were sequels. This was an actual attempt to remake.
Okay.
All right, and it failed.
Did you see Rob Zombie's Halloween?
I did.
Did you like it?
Eh.
I liked it. It was totally different.
It was different.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was. Eh. Clash of the Titans in 2010.
I didn't watch it. People, I've never seen the original.
Well, the original had that stupid little owl in it, and that all I remember is that when this came out, people were bitching about it not having the stupid little owl. Total Recall, I think we mentioned 2012. That was a bad one. So anyway, that's a pretty good list of really bad remakes.
I watched Room the other day, finally.
Yeah?
I'd been avoiding it, but I watched it. It's actually pretty good, I'm not going to lie. It's better than I expected it to be.
I hear it's very depressing.
Yeah, it is super... It's not an uplifting movie.
Oh, boy, people are mentioning... Did they remake Footloose?
I haven't seen it, if they did.
Yeah. Okay, I did like the Willy Wonka remake.
But not as much as the original.
No, not as much as the original. There's something about Gene Wilder in that one.
Yeah.
Disco Biscuit mentions the god-awful Red Dawn remake.
That was pretty bad. But I thought Red Dawn, the original, was pretty bad.
Yeah. Andy brings up a True Grit. I actually like...
But I almost think all Patrick Swayze movies are bad.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like the new True Grit.
I like the new True Grit as well. I thought it was... And I still like the original because it's the Duke, but I thought that was really well done. I think it was better. I'll go with that one was better. Double Down says James Cameron's remake of Pocahontas Avatar sucked. No, that was a remake of Dances with Wolves. It was Dances with Wolves with blue people. That's all it was. Exact same plot. All right. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
And, of course, they're remaking Point Break, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Which, by the way, I thought the original Point Break was terrible.
Mm.
Karate Kid, when they remade that.
Oh,
Will Smith's
man.
Kid.
And Drunk Jackie Chan. That was
bad. They redid Bad News Bears.
Uh-huh.
Not good. They redid Arthur. Not good.
That was like Russell Brand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They tried to make him somewhat politically correct in that. That doesn't work with Arthur.
Someone told me that they did a remake of Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, they did. That was bad, too.
I've never seen it for sure, but I can't imagine there's a way it could be good. I mean, Conan wasn't like... It's not like it was a really good movie. It was a movie about Conan the Barbarian. There's no way to turn that into a really good movie.
The part of the charm of it was the fact that you had a lead actor who could barely talk. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And he was a perfect Conan.
Yeah.
Food for wolves.
I wouldn't want to see that.
God, I love those movies.
People really
They're so
don't
bad, I love them.
People don't like that that Planet of the Apes remake, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to respectfully disagree with the people on that because I did like it.
Well, yeah. People don't like it?
Yeah, I guess not.
The recent one,
time they redid it with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like that one either.
I liked
but
that.
When they remade it
with James Franco?
With James Franco, and then the one after James Franco, they were really good.
I like all of those movies.
Yeah, the one issue I had with the first one was they did do like four different endings. And I think the one they finally settled on that I saw was really good, but there were like four different endings for it. So maybe that's what put them off. I don't know. I liked it. Tim Roth is the bad guy.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody, I guess.
Well.
Oh, the RoboCop remake?
I didn't even watch it. But RoboCop to me is kind of like Conan the Barbarian. It's not like it was a really good movie to begin with.
I'll disagree with you on that. The first RoboCop, not the sequels. The sequels were garbage. First RoboCop was a really cleverly
done thing.
There's
a difference between being an entertaining movie and a good movie. Like,
yeah, but I
watch a lot of crap that I watch and it's fun to watch, but it's not like it's a good movie that deserves being remade.
Well, I think you're maybe colored by the second two RoboCops, which were terrible. The first one actually had a lot of really...
You feel it was really progressive and...
Yeah, I do.
It's a great film.
I wouldn't say a great film, but it was damn good. It was surprising. It was one of those, the first time I saw it, I wasn't expecting anything just because the name's so stupid.
Right.
And some of the things it got into, I'm like, holy bleep. And you know what? It may be same director as Starship Troopers. I had the exact same opinion going into that one.
Yeah.
And I saw that movie, and I'm like, holy bleep. And apparently that guy's not making movies anymore.
Oh, really?
Went back to Denmark and disappeared. Anyway, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.